Should Christians watch television? This and more on the We the Exiles podcast.
We will not, build the church according to the changing whims of an ungodly culture. We will change that ungodly culture by the power of the immutable gospel.
Welcome to the We the Exiles podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Wood, along with my co-host and brother, Chandler Wood.
What's up?
We appreciate you joining us today. In this podcast, we examine Christian culture and the light of Scripture. We believe in the sufficiency of Scripture, and our goal is to help others be bold and stand firm in a world that is increasingly antichrist.
And with that, we pray Jesus Christ may be glorified and give us wisdom to speak clearly and boldly about your unchanging truth.
So today's episode, as you are probably aware at this point, especially if you clicked on the YouTube link, is not going to have a broadcast. Due to time constraints this week, we just had to move forward with an audio-only episode, but we will return back to our normal platform next week's episode. But feel free to still share this, watch it, or listen to it through YouTube or any other podcasting service that you enjoy. We also wanted to kick off this episode discussing or kind of re-examining who we are and what we're trying to do with this podcast. Not that we have strayed away from our beliefs or anything of that nature, but we got together recently and kind of through other conversations, just had some conversations about really kind of staying in our particular lane with this podcast, because there are tons of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good podcasts. And so, you know, if we're going to start, our plan always was, if we're going to start a podcast, if we're going to do this whole We the Exiles thing, then we needed to, in a way, separate ourselves from the rest of the pack.
Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, a learning process for us from the start, because we, I've never done a podcast before,
right.
and we feel, you know, we had a lot to say and we had a lot to discuss and hopefully encourage and challenge people. But just in the learning process, you figure out things that work and you figure out things that don't. And, you know, all the episodes that we've done thus far, I feel like have been right in line with, you know, our beliefs and what we hold as truth, and we hope that they have been encouraging. I think just in our examining of just where we are and where we want to go, sometimes it has felt like on some of the episodes that we approach it as like we just need to get, you know, some more content out, and we want to be, you know, just open and honest with everyone, because that's what, you know, that's what our whole basis is.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Our platform, the heart, and we've communicated this, but the heart behind our whole thing with the Exiles was to communicate, obviously truth, but we wanted to talk specifically about some of those things that just kind of go untalked about, specifically in the church. And that's really the lane that we're trying to stay in with the Exiles. Some of the topics that we've discussed of recent, you know, they could apply, they can apply obviously to Christians in the church, but they can also be topical in the sense that they're not just Christian related. And just like we say in our mission statement, it's about examining Christian culture in light of Scripture. And so we wanted to recenter ourselves on that. We really have a heart for God's word and finding, you know, our joy and excitement through God's word again, and really holding fast to his truth there. But along with that, taking that and coupling it with what we see going on in the Christian church today around us.
Yeah. And I think too, more specifically, things that we're actually dealing with.
Right.
And using those as, you know, the topics that we'll discuss on our show, because the podcast for us too is an examining of ourselves, and
right.
And we want to share, you know, share those struggles and share, you know, what we're going through, and maybe people will be able to relate, because I feel like a lot of things that we have discussed and things that we want to discuss on the show are, like Cameron said, things that a lot of times we'll go and talked about, and maybe people have done shows or podcasts that have talked on these topics, but a lot of times stuff that we're dealing with that every Christian will deal with is those particular topics that are hard to talk about, are hard to face. We want to ask the hard questions, ask the challenging questions, and pray that it would be beneficial for those that would watch and listen and encourage. You know, that's the whole point of the podcast. And
yeah,
it was good.
Our whole journey thus far with what God has done in both of our lives is really brought us to a point somewhat that we have communicated so far with We the Exiles, but it's brought us to this point where we, especially for myself, just have this mentality that I just, that the world has nothing to offer.
Yeah.
It more times than not, it's lying to us, it's deceiving us, and we're being deceived. And that stretches to the majority of what we see in Christian culture today.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hits home for us because we want to honor God. We want to honor him and his word. And that causes you to live radically different than even what we majority see in the Christian culture around us.
Yeah.
And so with We the Exiles, that was always our passion, was almost, you know, challenging those things, bringing back us to that particular perspective.
Yeah. And, you know, not that we're trying to be incredibly unique. We're not the bearers of all truth. Christ is, and he's given us gifts and talents, and we want to be faithful to use that for his glory. And we enjoy doing this podcast, and, you know, I'm excited for just the learning process and learning more. But most importantly, lifting high Christ mm-hmm. in our culture and being bold about things that we need to be bold about, and to encourage other believers to do the same.
Yeah, and I feel like some of that model that comes out has been more so in our mug talks
mm-hmm.
Than even on the main podcast of the last few weeks, because I've realized some of those topics are more generalized, easier to communicate, because even in our conversation, Chandler and I talked about the reason we feel like we've moved away from it is because we want to always bring forth good quality mm. in everything we do, production-wise with the video or the podcast. We want to try to strive for excellence, but we never want excellence to outweigh our honesty, the desire of our heart to be authentic in what we discuss.
Yeah, and I think it's easy, just like with anything, just like with our music and just like with anyone that has a platform that they're trying to use, and you're promoting in a way so that it can be successful, so that your mission can mm-hmm. be like for us, our mission is to encourage believers and to examine Christian culture in light of Scripture, and
be bold,
yeah, be bold, and sometimes you can start listening to the lies of how people, will say, well, you need to do this to be successful, or you need to do this. And not that that's necessarily influenced the way what we have done, but some of those things creep in as far as like, making sure we're getting content out, making sure we're, taking these steps so we can have quote unquote success with it. And that's not our heart at all.
Right. And we do have obviously goals in mind. I think goals are good. And we obviously have a plan in place for how we are outlining and what we are doing with We the Exiles. But it's the same thing that we kind of dealt with Seeker and Servant, and what we finally, the outcome of that, finally came to mm-hmm. with our realization there. with just what the Lord was doing in our hearts. And we just want to make sure that we're always holding ourselves accountable, each other, and you guys too, to us. This podcast was created as, like you said, an encouragement to those who kind of see it similar the way we do, and to be bold, to never sway on truth, and to lift up high Christ and His Word, and to just to love that, and to not be afraid of man, to come back to that way of radically living for Christ.
Yeah. So before we get into the main dish, I guess a takeaway from this appetizer segment is just some things that we've seen, and things that we want to get back to, with the main purpose of our podcast. And just as an encouragement to you guys, because some of you that listen might, not necessarily, you might not be necessarily doing a podcast, or you might not be doing music, but you might be doing something, and trying to use your gift for the glory of the Lord. And our encouragement to you is, be true to being bold with the truth of God, and don't listen to the lies of culture and in how you should be successful with things. The Lord, the creator of everything, who knows you better than you know yourself, He has a plan for what He has gifted you to do. And don't try to overdo something to make something of yourself. And that's the thing that we have to constantly remind ourselves. We have to get out of the way of what God can do, and whatever He chooses to do with it, it has to be okay with us.
Right. And it's easy. It is easy to get discouraged when we don't see, because of the culture we live in, immediate success, or any type of success that we define that God hasn't defined in His Word and His truth. And with that, we need to, with what Chandler's saying, understand that that's the wrong way to approach anything we do in the kingdom work, with any kingdom work ministry. It's not about seeing what we or I can do. Mm-hmm. It's about trusting the Lord and being faithful to work out what He is leading you to do.
Yeah, it's to have your eyes set on Christ, not ourselves.
Right.
Not to set our eyes on the things that we can accomplish with this podcast, but have our eyes set on Christ and what He can do through our podcast for His glory.
Yeah, it really is. It all stems back, I think, always to pride. It's a reminder daily to kill our pride, to strive for Christ in all that we do, that He may be glorified through everything that we do.
Chandler, how do I stay connected to all things We the Exiles?
Super easy. Remember this, at We the Exiles. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter using that handle, at We the Exiles. Also, don't forget to check out our website at www.wetheexiles.com.
Order up!
The main dish!
Today's discussion is a discussion that a lot of people, including myself, I don't like talking about it. And the main reason that I don't like talking about it is because when it comes to examining myself and the things that I'm watching, the time that I'm spending with television, a lot of times I know that if I have that conversation, that it's going to make me have to face the reality that's there. And the reality is that I spend way too much time on something that is worthless.
Yeah.
And we have, John and I have been, specifically myself, when I got married, I didn't have a television. When I got married, I was in a mountaintop part of my faith. I was going into marriage full on with all of this. I was super spiritual, really focused on the Lord, really, really wanted to, make sure that I was washing my lovely bride with washing her with the Word every day, really focused on, what God said I needed to be as a husband. And so for me, that was, television was a distraction from that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a television. And then 6 months into our marriage, we got one. And ever since then, it's been a struggle. Those who know me and my wife know that we like to return a lot of stuff. And a lot of that is because I have super convictions based on things that I do out of impulse when I should be going to the Lord with a lot more of my decision making.
Yeah.
But with this particular thing, it really has been kind of a war with me because, in all honesty, I love television.
Yeah.
I love movies. I love TV shows. I am drawn to those things from a creative standpoint and just drawn to those things naturally. And it's difficult sometimes to have that discussion because, like I said, having that discussion means facing the reality. And for Cameron Wood, that reality is that watching television is just a whole bunch of waste of time for me.
Yeah. And, you know, you and I have had this conversation so many times in our life, even before you were married. And it's just a cycle of, you know, conviction. There's different points in times in our lives where we hit that block in the road and we have to face that truth. And that's why we think it's beneficial to pose that question and, you know, put it out there on the show. Most people would that see that title would be like, oh, here we go, here's going to be some kind of legalistic approach, some kind of talk, and that's not the approach at all. We want to ask these questions because
we're struggling through them.
Yeah, and it's so easy for, you know, our culture and Christians in our culture to just accept what has been. You know, and where we are in our culture is, and I pulled the statistic up, but it was like $119.9 million TV households in the U.S., and that was the 2018-19 report, and it's a commonplace, you know, in our society. And so growing up, you know, we never even questioned it. It was just, that was our entertainment.
Right.
And when we examine scripture and it tells us to not put worthless things in front of our eyes and to seek things that are higher, seek Christ, and look at what's being put out now. I mean, majority of everything that is being put out on television, through movies, through the internet, is filth.
Yeah, and we're going to take that even a step further because, well, we could say, well, you know, I pose that, you know, there was a time when, you know, if you want to say it like this or not, where there was wholesome television. And what I mean by that is, you know, 40, 50 years ago when you had, you know, where things like the Andy Griffith Show or I Love Lucy or things like that, where obviously there was a lot of restrictions on these shows. So moral-wise, they were fine. But the question we take further with that is, though that may be the case, let's say even if you are watching something, the bigger question is, for however long you're watching it or what, or however long, how much time you're spending investing into that, what eternal value does that have?
Yeah.
And so I want to play this clip. This comes from Tim Conway. He has an organization called I'll Be Honest. He's a pastor out in Texas. You may have seen his things before. On YouTube, but he really outlines this well. And we're coming from the same point, too. We're not telling you what you should do. That's not what we're saying at all. We're not telling you that you should go and sell your television or throw it out in the street or anything like that.
Yeah, because this is a topic that we're trying to figure out as well. We're in the midst of asking these questions to, you know, to each other. Like this conversation we just had yesterday, and you know, that's why we want to bring you guys in the conversation as we're trying to ask ourselves the same questions.
Yeah. So as you listen to this clip and another clip we're going to play in a little bit, really, you know, think about what he's saying. He's going to go to Scripture, and he's going to look at Scripture, and he's going to look at it and look at Scripture, and then analyze the same question based on what Scripture says. And that's really where we are with that, you know, struggling through this. Really trying to figure out, okay, well, if Scripture does say these things, if Scripture has outlined this, then what is our answer to that? How are we going to respond to that? Mm-hmm. So here's the first clip. The title of the clip is actually, Should Christians Watch the TV? Here we go.
Okay, next one. This is from Matt. Do you believe Christians should watch television for the purpose of entertainment, taking into consideration 1 John 2:15? Let me read 1 John 2:15 if you're not familiar with it. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do you believe Christians should watch television for the purpose of entertainment, taking into consideration 1 John 2:15? Now, I might just mention one or two things that I just mentioned. The fact is that 1 John 2:15 does not specifically say that it is sin to own a television or to have a computer that you may watch things on. It doesn't say that. So I am not going to say that it's absolutely wrong for one of you folks to own a television. Now, that being said, let me remind you of some other things that Scripture does say. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. How about we read that one again? I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. If you are in the habit of wasting your time in front of a television with that which is worthless, if it has no eternal, worthless means it has no value. If it has no value for your soul, it has no value for your life, it has no value for eternity, what in the world are you doing sitting there wasting your time that you're supposed to redeem? Hey, I understand when you've worked all week and I understand when a man wants to come home and he's wiped out and he throws himself on the sofa and he wants to fire up the Martin Luther movie and just fall asleep. And I understand it. I'm not going to condemn a guy for doing that. But I'll tell you this, I think on the one hand, watching Martin Luther might have some value to it. I've personally found that old black and white one to be profitable to my soul. I understand times in your life when you need to kick back with your wife. If your thing is sitting and watching the stars or the wind blow or whatever it is, more power to you. If that's what you want to do. But look, setting things that are worthless before your eyes, that's not a good thing. Psalm 26:4. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will not sit with the wicked. If you're watching trash and filth and wicked men do wicked things on television, what do you think? Do you think that's any different than if the guy's sitting at your dinner table? If you'll let people come in to your home and say things across your television or across your computer that you would not allow them to come in and sit at your dinner table and say, what in the world are you doing? I will not sit with the wicked. Psalm 1:1. Those of you that were there for Sunday school on Sunday, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. and there is so much garbage, and there is so much worldly perspective, there is so much counsel of the wicked, there is so much of the way of sinners and the seed of scoffers coming across televisions, and if you'll sit there and absorb that, you are doing what the blessed righteous man of Psalm 1 does not do. Psalm 119:37, turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Now, you can't hardly pray that if you'll turn right around and willingly set that which is worthless before your eyes. Proverbs 14:7, leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. If you've got idiots and fools saying foolish things, doing foolish things, the fool says in his heart, there is no God, living godless lives on television, says leave that presence. It doesn't say sit there and suck it up. It says leave it. You've got the power of the clicker, folks.
And very convicting.
Yeah. You hear that. You see it in Scripture. Now, Christian, your duty is to respond.
Yeah.
And when I came across this, I'd already been working through some of this, and then, you know, we were researching and looking at these things. It's hard. It's hard because my flesh wants it so badly.
Yeah.
It wants to sit, you know, it wants to at the end of the day, after the work day, after I've taken care of what I need to do with work. In both Casey and I, we've enjoyed watching specific shows together, and we spent time doing those things. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to question, because on the one hand, you have the, I believe, which is more worldly desire, saying, well, I mean, you're not, the things that you're choosing to watch are more wholesome. They're not, there's, you know, you're staying away from the majority of the television shows or movies with sexual encounters or blaspheming the Lord or anything like that. And on the one hand, yeah, that may be true, but the only reason that I say or ponder these things is so that I can keep denying the truth that's there.
Yeah.
Which the truth that's there is that it's not benefiting my soul.
Yeah.
It's not profitable to me.
Yeah,
it may be okay for me to do, and it may be all right for Casey and I to have that time together, but I'm beyond that in my Christian walk as a man who's leading my family. Is this profitable to my relationship with my wife? Is this profitable for my eternal soul?
Yeah, it's sickening to me how much time I've wasted in my life, time that I could have redeemed and have done something more beneficial to my soul, put things before me that are going to challenge me in my faith, put things before me that are going to, you know, strengthen me, you know, even just using that time, like in our situations with our families, finding things that we can do that push us in that, point our gaze to Christ.
Yeah.
It is a hard pill to swallow. Because on the one end you look back and you think about all the time you waste, and on some level, a lot of times when we hear stuff like this, we get pricked and we immediately want to put up a justification for a lot of the times that we've wasted our time.
Yeah, or the main thing that we've talked about, which this even came up in our discussion, but this whole, which this doesn't apply just to this topic, but to everything that we're discussing when it comes to some of these harder discussions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, you know, like one of the deadliest sentences, I believe, to a Christian faith is just chill or just relax.
Mm.
Or you need to be a little bit, take this a little bit more lightly.
Yeah.
You know, those are.
Yeah. This is the kind of topic that would get that kind of backlash, where people would be like, it's okay. You know, we have freedom in Christ, and, you know, just you know, don't get so.
We have freedom in Christ, but we don't. We're forgetting that these things that we have freedom in Christ to are enslaving us to themselves.
Right.
And we're not really free because we're actually continuing to be enslaved to these things because we're continuing to go to those things for satisfaction rather than Jesus Christ.
Those things that are not wholesome, that are not godly, that we allow into our homes and we allow before our eyes and in our ears, those are the things that Christ has made us free from. We no longer have to be enslaved to a sinful world. We don't have to obey, Hollywood or whoever's putting out content, say, watch me, watch me. We can deny that and say, I want to set no unholy thing before me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless.
I think that it's really a good point he made in that clip, that because that's true. We would not allow a lot of the characters and a lot of the people that we watch in these shows, we wouldn't allow that in our house. We wouldn't allow those type of people to sit at our tables and to influence our children or influence our wife. But we'll watch it on the screen and justify it. But it really comes back to, do we love Christ? Do we genuinely love Christ? Or do we love these things and we want to go to Christ for his salvation, but we don't make him our life?
Yeah, we don't want to render our lives in sacrifice and service to him. We like the part of being saved, but we don't like the part of serving.
And I've had to ask myself that question lately, and to be honest, I haven't loved Christ like I should.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that, in finding your greatest treasure in Christ, that those things will look worthless to you and you won't want those things.
Mm-hmm. To take it even a step further, like this gentleman and pastor usually does, this next clip comes from Paul Washer on television. If you've ever heard any clips from Paul Washer, you're very aware that he's straight to the point, blunt. I love that. The type of personality that I have, this is the type of preaching that I gravitate to because I need to be whipped by God's word because I'm stubborn and hard-hearted and I need his truth to convict me, to help me to change. And so I think this is good. I think coupling what Paul Washer is about to say, what we just heard, as you're working through this, really takes it a whole nother step further. So let's listen to this clip.
I know it just sounds like 50-ish legalism or sort of something like that, old-time preachers hollering at everybody, but let me tell you something. The greatest enemy today, especially for men, to godliness is a television set. It just is. Now, I'm not saying that television sets are of the devil and you ought to throw your TV away. I'm just saying almost everything that's on it is not going to lead to your joy. It's not going to lead to the promotion of your family. It's not going to lead to anything but bad. It's just true. And you can memorize scripture 20 hours a day, but if you sit down and just watch a little bit of that stuff that's on there, and the ramifications are unbelievable. First of all, are our lives so mundane? Are they become so truncated and are they in such a rut that we've got to watch other people do make-believe because our lives don't have enough in them to even muster up interest?
I want to say this before we continue on because I wanted to tackle this point. That what he just said is why we have so much reality television. And while we have so much people, we even talked about this in Mug Talk, but the influence of celebrities, we really do view our lives as mundane. And we as Christians have we're saved. We shouldn't have mundane lives.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives should be joyous, adventurous, wondrous because we're saved by Christ.
Yeah.
But we live our lives through someone else who 9 times out of 10 cares nothing about God and mm-hmm. his holiness.
Yeah, and as you said, because we are saved, we shouldn't have boring lives. And on top of that is because we actually have purpose. We actually have a purpose in this life, and that's to bring God glory and to be striving for His kingdom, for His glory. There's so much joy in that, and all that God has graciously commanded us to do in and through our sanctification and in our striving, that it is not boring.
Yeah.
And on top of that, with families, those who have families, those who have a wife, those who have kids, we're missing out on the greatest times that you could have with your children and with your wife, because we want to be entertained constantly mm-hmm. by a godless world.
That's right. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out because that one is such a, I mean, it's just everywhere. It's so crazy because it's so crazy as well because reality television isn't reality either. It's still make-believe. But we find so much joy and interest in it. Like shows, it kills me, and this is kind of getting a rabbit trouble, we'll get back, but it kills me. I cannot wrap my mind around Christian women who dedicate themselves to a television set with shows like The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly have absolutely nothing to do with God.
Yeah, or all the other shows.
Yeah, but it's crazy because I'll see stuff because I think it was on recently or something like that. And I even think on the flip side, The Bachelorette, there was a woman on there. I can't remember the main girl who said she was a Christian, but she had nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with sleeping outside of marriage.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and that's the thing. Even in our Christian culture, you have all these women who profess truth. They'll go mm-hmm. to church. And we're not just speaking on women, guys too. That, yeah. I mean, there's enough filth out there, but this is a particular scenario. But and they'll go and they'll deny the fact of all the ideologies that's being taught on a show like that, or any sitcom or anything like that. But it's okay. We just pass it by because it's entertaining
us. And then we'll spend the time, men and women, that we are supposed to be dedicating our reverence and honor to the Lord, and we'll spend majority of our conversations around worldly things.
Yeah. Every sitcom, every show that's on television today, for the most part, I mean, there might be like 1% of something out there on a Christian station or something, I don't know, but for the most part on main television, all the ideologies, all of it is godless.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships lived outside of marriage constantly on television.
And if it's morals, if there are like parts of shows, because Chandler and I are drama fans, mm-hmm. we like good, that's just always what's strong. It's what drew us to certain shows whenever we're interested because we're emotional people. We really are drawn to that. But the good guys, the moral parts of all those things, they come from God's word. So mm-hmm. if you want to get excited about those things, then go to the original source.
Yeah.
That's what I have to tell myself. I was like, I'm finding wonder in all this about like the good guys coming out on top and the things that I enjoy from these shows that are like the more moralistic values that I try to honor in my home and stuff that mm-hmm. I care about. The original source of those things is God Himself.
Yeah, and if there is any good morals lived out on a show or a movie, it is also coupled with 1,000 other
false.
And here's the thing: we're about to plug the clip, but we as Christians, we could do that. I mean, I've justified this a million times before. You know, there's filth on a show I might like, but I'll try to justify it and say, I'll just watch it, but I'm not actually, I'm not going to take those kind of ideology. I'm not going to believe those things. The little bit you allow in, and time and time and time and time and time again, you will wake up one day and you will see how your idea of things slowly shifts, because the more that we allow into our life, it's affecting our mind.
Yeah. How are we to expect to truly know God if everything that's influencing the way we think, act, and do comes from a godless perspective? I mean, common sense tells you that's impossible.
Anyway. Yeah, and we find it hard to love God because we don't know God, because we don't use the time that we can to invest in finding out about the amazing God that we serve.
Mm-hmm. All right, continuing on.
That most men are not passionate about their wives because of TV, and it's not because of football. It's because their wives are being compared to something, someone on that television set that's not even real. Cindy Crawford, she used to be a famous supermodel or whatever. I read an article where she said, Cindy Crawford doesn't even look like Cindy Crawford. And when they take a picture of her after that, then they nip and tuck with the computer, make her legs longer and everything else. But you see, men, when you look at stuff that's not real and then compare what reality is, you can't love the way you ought to love. You can't see the way you ought to see. I was thinking about something. Someone gave me a thought, and I was thinking about it. Sometimes I ought to sleep more and think less, but I was up, and I was thinking about this. I thought, I can't enjoy. Now, just think about this. When was the last time you enjoyed a glass of water? We can't enjoy a glass of water because of all the artificial things that have been given to us. Think about that for a moment. The Coca-Colas and the soft drinks and the everything else. We need though, we're so taken away by what God hasn't given us that we can't enjoy what He has given us. A friend of mine who's a big, he does graphics and all kinds of things. I was in his office a while back and he said, Paul, look at this trailer for Spider-Man 3. So it was like a 40-second trailer of Spider-Man 3. And he clicked that thing on, and I mean for like 40 seconds. I mean, I was being bombarded by everything you could possibly... I mean, it was really amazing. It was just get your heart going and all these things this guy could do, and it was just absolutely phenomenal. And when it's finished, I was almost wore out. And then I thought about it. How could a kid watch this unrealistic thing and then appreciate walking through a wood with his father? I mean, something is being put before our minds that's totally unrealistic. It is a lie. It's a lie about reality. Many of you are not happy with what you've got because you don't have what you see on TV, and you don't realize that what's on TV is a lie. Life's not supposed to be like that. So it's not just the thing you see some things that are pornographic, but your whole worldview is just warped. To be happy, you must be like this. To be happy, you must be like them. To be happy, this must happen in your life. And because it doesn't, in real life, people get old, they get ugly, they get sick, things fall apart, things don't work right. And then you walk around disgusted because your life's not like everyone else's, when in fact your life is just like everyone else's. It's just you're believing a lie. You see, don't think that false prophets are just those weird people who knock on your door with suitcases. The greatest false prophets on the face of the earth, the network.
It's true.
Yeah.
Can't deny that what he's saying is true. In our flesh and in our hard-heartedness, we want to so badly hold on to things that seem good but have no benefit or profit to our souls. And that's the questions that we really do want to ask on this podcast, because we can go through every single thing that's right or wrong, black and white. We can do that. But when your heart is changed and your mind is being renewed and conformed to the image of Christ, like it should, as it should be if you are in Christ, then it's not just about this being specifically right or these things being specifically wrong. Yes, you start there. There is absolute truth. There is an absolute right and there's an absolute wrong. But it's more than that. Just like we've talked about before, we've discussed this. We wrote a song about it with Seeker and Servant called Draw the Line. Paul talks about it in Corinthians. All things are lawful, but not all things are built up. All things are profitable. I mean, all things are good, but they're not profitable for me. We're free in Christ to partake in things freely because we're not necessarily, when we're in Christ, we're not guilty under the law anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the law goes away. And for us, we have a mandate to think more about other people, to serve others, to love others. True love is actually more so sacrifice than it is just agreeing with every kind of sin that they want to partake in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really want to talk about and ask these questions, because it goes so much farther than that. Yeah, okay, it might be okay, and it might be good. Mm-hmm. That might be a good show. But is it conforming you and pushing you to Christ?
Yeah.
Is it shaping your mind in such a way that it is making you love Christ more?
Yeah.
And the bigger question is, if it's not, then what is its purpose?
Yeah.
Why are we wasting our time watching it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we even need it?
We don't.
If it's not going to do anything for us and have any eternal value, it's worthless, like it says in Psalm, then what are we doing?
Yeah. We're blind. I mean, and we're numb. And because a lot of us have partaken in a lot of the culture and have tried in our own way to tie it into our Christianity or justify it away, we're numb and we wonder why. And this is me speaking honestly. You know, Cameron and I had this discussion yesterday, and it's been weighing heavy on me, and I'm really wanting to put into action, to get rid of these things in my life, because I see it in myself when I'm at home with my family and the time I could be spending with my daughter and with me and my wife. Like I don't want to be putting things in her mind that's not godly. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because there's so many times that I've done that. And I'm like, let's watch this show. Let's watch this. And yeah, it's appeasing to our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it gives us these things to talk about, but it's not things of the Lord. And thing after another, we start questioning certain things that shouldn't even be questioned at all. And so that's just the honesty. Like, I want to love Christ more. I want to love Christ more.
Yeah, it's not just about being a Christian's not doing the right thing.
Mm-mm.
It's not a works-based religion. We can't do anything to please God apart from the saving work of Jesus Christ. Our works, we've said it, are as filthy rags before a holy God. So this isn't coming from a point of view where we're doing this because, well, we're trying to be right with the Lord. No. It's not the question of whether or not it's sinful. We're past that. It's about eternity. It's about our souls. How in the world are we and this is again for me examining myself. I ask myself this. I'll get in ruts, or I'll go through the valleys of the Christian life sometime, and I'll think why I just feel so distant from the Lord and stuff like that. I put myself there.
Yeah.
Most times when I am in a valley with the Lord, it's because I have put myself there.
Yeah.
It's because I have trusted and created things over the Creator. I have lost my contentment in Christ.
And have tried to balance the two.
You can't do that.
We try to have a great relationship with the Lord, but we also keep the time for all the other fleshly desires that we want. And like Paul Washer said, you could read and you could know so many scriptures and you could memorize so many scriptures, but you watch 30 minutes of a show. And like that, I mean, what's the point? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point of the scriptures that you're reading that are trying to sanctify?
Yeah. It's already, it's an uphill battle. That's why we can't do it on our own strength. That's why we're not supposed to do it on our own strength. We will never be able to. No. That is the whole reason Christ is our Savior. That is the whole glamorous, wonderful, perfect grace that God has given, because He knew that. He knew that we would never be able to meet His standard. And because He is amazing, graceful, merciful, He made a way when there was no way for us to be able to make, to be righteous.
Yeah.
To be able to be in right standing with Him. And it's nothing that we can ever do. So it's just crazy to me, if we're in Christ, how we can just settle. That's really where it's been for me. That's really what pricks me the most. You know, it's hard, because when we communicate these things sometimes, or we have conversations with people, the first inclination most people want to go to, again, kind of the whole thing, like, chill out. But then also, what I was saying is, like, you're not relishing in your grace. You're not relishing in the freedom that's God's given you. And I'm freedom to do what? To just enjoy worldliness more? That's the whole thing that I don't understand. We're supposed to be being conformed into the image of Christ. So that means that as you continue to walk with the Lord, you are supposed to be increasingly gaining a distaste for any type of worldliness.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's good. It doesn't matter if it's necessarily enjoyable. It is the fact that nothing in this world is supposed to satisfy us like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and what do we do with that verse? You know, most Christians know that, you know, do not love the world or anything in the world.
But the love of the Father is not in you. Love of the world is it, to be in love in the world is to be an enemy of God.
How can we read these things and it not prick us to examine our lives and to see the filth that we put in front of our eyes and in our ears and that comes out of our mouth? It's a lot of things that we need to really sit down and think about and really examine and really make change, but not solely that we could check mark off a list that, oh, we're doing right. But that it would push us to depend more on Christ, and that we would find our satisfaction completely in Christ alone, because He is the only one that can satisfy.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to say with this. This isn't, again, a right and wrong debate, whether you should own a television or not. Television in itself isn't sinful. Computer isn't sinful. But we, as human beings, with the sinful natures that we are born with, we take anything good and we make it bad. Because we are sinful human beings. And we are supposed to be made new creations in Christ. New creations that does not love or have a taste for the same things that the old man of ourselves liked.
Yeah.
And if you can enjoy all the things of the world, if you have no unsettled, if you are not unsettled by the world and how it blasphemes every truth of God, if you can freely partake in things that are not even things that you have to wonder about, but things that are blatant and obviously ungodly, then do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you know Him?
And you hear our passion, and you hear us getting worked up about it, and it's mainly because we're talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is something that it sickens me to think about myself, because it shows me more how much I don't truly love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I want to. I'm thankful for God's grace to convict me, to show us these things that we could have these conversations. And I'm thankful if you're listening to this now, not because of Cameron and I, but because God has placed you in front of this audio. Take the opportunity to really examine yourself. And so as we end this clip, we want to leave you guys with a couple of questions, just to examine yourself. What do you do with your time? You know, what are you doing with your time? Mm-hmm. What are you putting in front of your eyes? What are you putting in front of your ears?
Yeah, are you striving for eternity in your life? Are you washing, if you're married, are you washing your wife with a word and helping her and reminding her of the joy that is set before her? And you, are you raising your children in the instruction of the Lord, not just to teach them good morals, but to show them the wonders and marvelous, the wonderful and marvelous truths of Scripture? Are we striving for eternity?
Yeah, and do we love Christ mm-hmm. more than this world? Do we love Christ more than this world?
Where did you get that mug?
This thing? I thought you'd never ask. I got this sweet mug becoming a supporter of the We the Exiles podcast over at patreon.com. Becoming a supporter is easy. For only $10 a month, you can support the ministry of We the Exiles.
Only $10?
That's right. Not only do I feel satisfied drinking out of this amazing mug, it brings me great joy knowing that I'm supporting a Christ-exalting ministry. So head on over to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/WeTheExiles, and become an exile today.
To find all the additional resources used on We the Exiles, head on over to www.wetheexiles.com and click on the Resources tab. www.wetheexiles.com and click on the Resources tab.
Did anyone leave room?
Oh, maybe a little bit of pudding.
It's time for dessert.
You love your pudding.
Welcome back to the show. This is the portion of our show where we'll look at Scripture. And today's passage goes right in line with what we were discussing in our main dish, just talking about what we put in front of our eyes, specifically asking about television and the entertainment that we allow into our lives and our homes. And is it right? Is it good for us to do that as Christians? And this is a great passage of Scripture to help us really examine ourselves and to let the Scriptures prick us and to pray that the Lord will change us. Mm-hmm. Psalm 101 is where we'll be today. It reads, "I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord."
Yeah, a lot there. Obviously, the passage, "I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless." That was back to the first clip. And that's really where this all stems from. This is a Psalm of David. My little heading in the Christian Standard Bible says a vow of integrity, and that is a mark. A lot of what it is saying here should be the marks of our hearts as Christians, not just the setting between setting something worthless before us, but he says, I will live with a heart of integrity in my house. I will not let anything worthless guide me. I hate the practice of evil or transgression. It will not cling to me. A devious heart will be far from me. I will not be involved with evil. This can apply just to everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
To everything, to every choice that we make, to how we talk in our speech, to the decisions that we're making in our daily lives. This is all vital to that. This is the mark of who we should be. My haughty eyes, he says, I cannot tolerate anyone with haughty eyes or an arrogant heart. We live in an arrogant culture. We live in a haughty culture. We've struggled with haughtiness. We're struggling with that now with even with We the Exiles. It's so difficult to, it is so blatant.
Yeah.
Like clear.
And how often have we prayed, maybe in the morning of our days, that we would be pure, that God would purify us, so that we would abstain from evil. But yet we just go back to the things that, and a lot of times we don't really associate those things with being evil. We just allow those, the commonplace, to be the norm. And how, like Tim Conway said in his thing, how can we pray certain things like that and yet still allow for these things to be a part of our lives?
Yeah, how can our prayer be, help me not to set worthless things before my eyes, mm-hmm. but then we turn around and we set worthless things before our eyes?
Yeah,
we can't do that. We can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. It's just not going to work. And like he says, he opens with, I will sing of faithful love and justice. I will sing praise to you, Lord. I will pay attention to the way of integrity. When will you come to me? And here's what it is. We can't expect the Lord to come and commune with us, or us to commune with the Lord, if we are these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are walking the way of evil, if we're putting worthless things in our eyes, it's not going to work.
And right there, what you just read shows his desire, because his view of God is so high, and that's our problem. We have such a low view of God. We have such a low view of God today in our Christian culture. Why would we want to commune with God when we have all these things fighting for our attention and we so easily give into those things? We have no right view of God. And that's the thing. The heart of David is clear to see. The reason that he doesn't want to have any unclean thing in front of his eyes is because he loves God. He wants to honor God.
He wants to commune with him. He's, when will you come to me?
Do we fear God more than man? Do we love God more than our fleshly desires? It's all fleeting. And the reason why entertainment culture progresses and grows larger each year is because it doesn't fill us. And so it doesn't fill us, so we have to keep going back to it. Christ can satisfy your heart today. Christ can satisfy our hearts. He has done that through the cross by his grace. Praise God that we don't have to give way to our flesh any longer. We can be satisfied solely in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Do we need all these extra things? These things that don't have really any value. Actually, they don't have value. They more likely than not are going to lead us away from God. Do we need them? I mean, no. If they have no value and they're more likely than not to lead us away from God, then where I am, Cameron Wood, and I feel like Chandler too, the path that we're on, where we're at, particularly with the question of television, is I don't need it. It's not a benefit to me. It does nothing for me that's going to make an eternal difference. It does nothing for me that's going to be profitable for my soul in an eternal way. It's nothing more so than a waste of time. So why?
Yeah.
Why would I give myself over to something that's not going to profit me whatsoever, and it's most likely than not going to blaspheme God's truth?
Yeah. So just, if you're struggling like we are, and like we have before with this, maybe
we will.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe you've never really sat down and thought about it. And I'm really thankful that you're listening today. And maybe you don't know the Lord. Maybe you do, and you don't really love the Lord like you should. My encouragement for you is to look to Christ and the person of Christ, fall in love with Christ. In Him you will find your greatest joy, your greatest satisfaction, to where you can boldly proclaim that we don't need anything else but Christ.
Right. And if you're questioning, you're like, well, I'm a Christian and I'm just not finding my joy in Christ. Could it be because you're finding your joy in everything but Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Could that be the reason why? Ask yourself that.
And like we've stated, you know, we pose the question, should Christians watch TV? And this is something that you have to answer yourself for you specifically. We can't, you know, we're not sitting here saying, you know, don't watch these type of shows, don't watch this. You know, this is right, this is wrong. This is for you to examine yourself, because only between you and God and the convictions that you will have in your walk by faith can you fully answer that question for yourself.
And don't turn a blind eye to truth that's being revealed to you. This isn't Cameron and Chandler's truth. This is the truth. So look to God and His Word. Look to Christ for the power to get through these things, to work through these things. Turn to Him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful, wonderful grace. Real quick, again, thank you to everyone who's been supporting us, everyone who continues to support us. Again, we appreciate you guys so much. We can't thank you enough for just the continual support. And we did our giveaway yesterday. Who was the winner?
I don't know his name. I just have
his Instagram.
His Instagram.
We put it up. So you, if you follow with the Exile Style, you've seen that. Anyway, to that gentleman, congratulations on that. We will be getting that out to you as soon as we can. And from time to time, we'll do giveaways like that too. But please join in on the conversation. If you're listening and you are struggling through a lot of things we discussed, great. Struggle through it. Talk to us. Go talk to your pastors. Work through this. Don't just settle because it's easy. That's not, this life isn't easy for us. This life's not supposed to be easy. The life to come is what we're setting before us, the joy that is set before us. So look to that. Well, until next time, set your eyes on Christ and fight the good fight. This is We the Exiles.